Allez, fais-tu grand air.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, déjà, allez. Fais-tu grand air. Attends. Good afternoon, people, or good evening, where you may be. This is your show. And
welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll get permission to the show.
Unmuted. Yeah. 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 Do, listeneski. Salam, rahmatullah wa barakatuh. How much of you pay? Whatever language you speak, whatever part of the world you're in, I've been fortunate to be able to greet you in maybe 9 different languages. My name is Jabril Salam. I'm your guest host tonight on Blog Talk Radio, Indigenous Voices of People. We start our show off we get some feedback. Hold on, we're going to get a little technical difficulty here. Okay, how's that? Okay. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Indigenous Voices of People. This is your radio show, folks, of Indigenous voices from all over Turtle Island, all over America. Maybe even some other areas may pick up this show. Hawaii, South America, Mexico, Canada. Wherever you are, this is your show, Indigenous Voices of People, where we discuss the issues going on in Indian country and all across America, also known previously as Turtle Island, or Island here. So we'd like to welcome everybody back. Our call-in number is 657-383-1630. And do call in, engage the show, it's your show, everybody's welcome. And as the moderator, I request that the listening audience, those who call in, be respectful of other callers. Don't disturb the other callers. Call in, try not to disturb the other callers, and let them finish their topics. And when you speak, you can comment on the topics, or you can start new topics. Share your knowledge, your information. Getting that feedback. Share your knowledge, your information, so that others can learn, others can have a voice, or have a lead to go in the right direction. Our main topic that we discuss from our standpoint is independence, self-determination, and freedom. If any of the callers want to call off. Okay, let us know if you can hear us, please. Can anybody hear us out there?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Okay, yes, she can hear us. We get a little feedback on this end. But anyway, this is your show, folks. You're free to express your topics and your views, and we like to hear of important issues going on in your area, because we also want to solve some of the social ills, some of the issues we have. And as we have seen, that a lot of things are going on today that are violation or reducing or reduction of the value of human life, you know, all across the country. So how do we come to a solution to solve these issues? Is one of the topics that we will be discussing tonight. So we're going to start the show off with prayer and get right into it. Once again, it's your show, Business Voices of People.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين So people, this is Praise the Creator, and this is the chapter called Full of the House. And so greetings and blessings of the Creator upon all those out there listening to us on the program, and it's all called in. So we ask you to say about these words, Christy, respect, all blues.
Or critical thinking. And once you can't think, you have complete dominance and control over you. So they'll tell you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. And that's how they work with you. And we also know that this country is a fear-based country, and every time they rule with intimidation and fear, there's always a new boogeyman coming up to get you. So we must also understand be able not to have a fear, control our fear, you know, because we know the Creator is the one that controls everything. We put our trust in the Creator, not man. Man always will disappoint you, but the Creator will never disappoint you. So that's it.
That's a hot topic. Anybody want to jump in on it? Come on in. Express your view of it. Maybe different people may have a different viewpoint, see it differently. Like we say, there's always a different view, different way to look at things. One topic I want to bring out is we have a family down in Denver who suffered at the hands of the discretion of the Denver Police Department, as well as a lot of families all over the country. But this one particular family that we've been dealing with, a young man by the name of Shannon Wright, who they doing extensive cover-up. Another young man I like to highlight, Barney Peoples in South Dakota. Just recently, those police down there, they shot into a crowd and wounded two young ladies shooting at somebody. So these shootings are, and the people, some of the people are following suit. Like this is Wild Wild West all over again. Like they just lost their mind, lost the value of life, the value of humanity. So things must be done by the people. People must stand up. On the reservation, they just killed a little six-year-old girl down Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, I was told. You know, senseless shootings. You watch the news, you look at the young man just shot in the head at Walmart with some change over a few dollars. How do we remedy this type of behavior? Under this colonized structure, which is a fear-based through coercion, fear, enslavement, propaganda. These are the things, the tools in which they use to implement colonial policy on the people. Reduce the people from their rights as a man or a woman, a free man or a free woman. So how do we remedy this type of behavior? In my estimation, is you have to go back to the free thinker, the one who is connected, because people have been desensitized. There's no love. A lot of them don't even like themselves, let alone other people. And there's such a brainwashing that's going on daily. And who is at fault? Those who influence this through finance, through implementation, through legislation, through appropriation from a fiduciary stance. This is corruption at its best. And they've been committing this crime against the people here for hundreds of years. When do the people say no? When do the people say that's enough? You can't solve the problem by asking someone else to solve it. Each and every one has to make some action of his own, whether it be small or great. If water constantly drips in a barrel, eventually it'll weigh the barrel down, fill it up. So if everybody is contributing, then the goal will be achieved. First, the people have to wake up and understand their position so that they can be free. Freedom ain't free. People have successfully corrupted, very beautiful system that was given by the six federated tribes. This constitution they talk so highly about is a spinoff of that confederacy. All debts and exchanges and agreements under this constitution is as valid as under the confederacy. All treaties, treaty obligations, are all the treaty obligations, debts and contracts, everything is just as valid under the Constitution as it were under the Confederacy, because it's a spinoff of it. And the Supremacy Clause, the treaty being the highest law of the land, they don't honor this. Why? Because they're not the people of this document in the first place. These are the servants of the British Queen of the Crown. They didn't break away true independence. They're a servant of that alliance. Red, white, and blue, and red, white, and blue, and red, white, and blue. They're all subservient to the hierarchy of the dominance of the wicked white folks. Pope of Rome, Queen of England, we're going to take a pause, folks, and try to take a look at something in the audio. Please stand by. Okay, let's see, is that better?
Yeah, ain't no shade over here. Huh? Oh, spot here. Come on, Charlie, come on. Come on, Charlie, come on.
Okay, we're back and try it again and see if we got no feedback. Okay, maybe that's it. Okay. Rachel, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, is it clear?
Yeah, it's better.
All right, thank you. Okay, we can go back into it. Okay, so as we were saying, those things are why we talk about freedom and independence and self-determination, because if we don't think outside the box, folks, then we're just riding a runaway train. And a runaway train, who knows what destination it may arrive at. So as we wait for our host, Chinupa Gloha Money, he'll be coming on and share some information with us about up-and-coming Sundance and different events. And they have the Strong Heart Warrior Society. They have been doing great work for the kids, summer youth program, They did a warrior gathering summer youth program down in Mendocin, and they really had a great turnout, and I think the kids were very grateful. Even the elders were very happy with the way that that went. And these are steps that we must take to put interest into our children, our neighbors' children, any children in our area, and to serve our elders and our people so that we bring back the love of one another.
We know the kids are considered street, and what a better way to destroy the street is to flood them with drugs, alcohol, and that is to destroy their brain, to make them brain dead, methamphetamine, all other types of drugs, the indigenous, you know. So, but they know what they do, and everything they do is designed, and that's to destroy the population, the generation of our people, the indigenous people. So I don't understand or do why they hate us so much, but they do hate us. They want to be like us, but yet they want to destroy us at the same time. I keep telling y'all people, and I'm afraid to say it again, we're at war. We've always been at war. We just changed the strategy. Because it's a different time, different day, and a different year. But we've been at war with them for years. Y'all, we're trying to find new methods, new ways, trying to kill us and make us think. But we're not going nowhere. We like, you know, whatever you do, we are very determined to stay here, and we want to turn to fight that. We're not killing us all. We're not, you know, putting programs on us, trying to sing, but we are very doable people. Very doable. That's why we still are here today. Regardless of what they try to do, we're still here. We're still fighting. Some of us, you know, like I say, all of us can't get in the fight. So some of us be too old, too young. Physically, we can't do anything. But it's a very powerful way. You know, we need everyone's prayer. Prayer for those out there in the struggle. You know, every little bit helps. So we know that the system is not designed for us. It was never designed for us. And if you go back and understand that the United States is no such, like the Cuban States, is no such as the United States. You can't conquer land that people been here for centuries. Then you're gonna rename that land and enslave the people. You know, you still. This land is still, it has its original name with Turtle Island. But if you look on the map, if you look out, if you get a picture, it actually looks like a turtle. You do satellite images, you'll see it. It's shaped as a turtle. And they knew this even for the modern time that had anything as satellites. So images, the people, ancestors already knew this. You know. So all of this bad language, bad behavior was brought over out of UMTN, you know. So we, as a people, have to modify our behavior.
We'll be just like them.
Not only that, you know that, you know, you don't want to be like them because they're very, what's it called, shaitanic. When I say shaitanic, I mean that you have no care for people. you're envy and jealous of people, and you want what people want, and any ways necessary means you're trying to get with it. You know, you have no loyalty, nothing, or no one. You lose, you're reckless, and I'll tell you, just bad behavior, period. And that's something you don't want to do or don't want to be about, but destroy you inside and outwardly.
Those people need a healing. Yeah. They too need a healing.
So we are worth something. Never let nobody say you're worth nothing, because you are worth nothing. No matter, you know, what state or situation you're in, you're still worth something. Well, as I was saying, we are our brother's keeper. We are one, you know, we are of the same family, and that's the human family. And the creator, that's the human family. And we have to lift each other up. The key is this. You may fall down, but don't stay down. Keep getting up. One day, eventually, you'll be on your feet. So don't let your situation keep you down.
Wow, that's kind of heavy there, brother. People who get absorbed and swallowed by evil and corruption have to purify and heal themselves by moving in the right direction, setting the course of life that improves the character of the life. Who is better than one who has the best character? He's honest, trustworthy, credible in his decision making. He considers others. He's respectful. He's dignified. He's forthright. His wisdom. Generosity, fortitude, integrity of acronym means. When one possesses these type of qualities, you can't buy them at Walmart. You have to develop them. The society that they built with the so-called freedom. But they ain't free. Many of them out there that think, everybody out there think that they free. Oh, I got freedom. And you need to do a little bit more research. Find out what is colonial policy and what is colonial government and what is the 13 colonies.
What is a colony?
A colony is a group. The 13 colonies, still there. Keep changing pretty words, pretty labels, colorful names, implementing this policy which just totally enslaves people. Unless they pay close attention, read and study and analyze what's going on, their whole life becomes a lie. Duped into a life that's a lie. Then when your time expires and you go back, what have you done? What have you accomplished? What were you here for? What's your value? Did you serve people? Did you take care of the things here? Because the man and the woman is the custodian of each other and all the other creatures of the creation. The harmonious balance is supposed to be anyway. If your blood sugar goes unbalanced, then you're off. If your blood thoughts go mental state goes out of balance, which may be your body chemicals, chemical imbalance. Yes. So if you eat the wrong foods, you just eat McDonald's. Eventually, you're going to suffer some serious consequences because you create an imbalance. Behavior, imbalanced behavior also has consequences. No matter who you are, where you at, what kind of vibration are you projecting? Into the atmosphere of our universal flow.
So what we want y'all to do is study. You know, get a book. Get something that you can learn. You know, read about your heritage. Read about your tribe. You know, read about where you come from. You know, this is very important. Say to know where you're coming from. And to know your past, to know where you came from. And don't do that means you lost. A lot of people lost because they don't know who they are. They don't know what, you know, they don't know identity. They don't know nothing. They lost. Wandering in the wilderness, you know. Who am I? What is my purpose in life? Why am I here? You know. Do we know these answers? Or we just walk around like zombies? Everyone has a purpose in life. Because if you don't know that purpose, just find out what the purpose is. So I'm just saying, people, that you must always speak knowledge. No one knows everything. And anyone claims they know everything, they're a fool. Because things always change. Knowledge always changes. So that's why you always got to study, understand that. I use the word wordsmithing or ship shaping. Because these people are very good of wordsmithing and ship shaping words. Words that you hear doesn't mean what it's meant. Because it's called label E. It could mean a whole different thing than what you think it means. But to the court, it's a different language. You know. So the word automobile, the word driving, is a commercial term meaning one is for hire. So that's what the driver is for hire. If you drive a taxi, if you're driving a bus, anything that's for fee or fares, that's what a driver is. But they use it in trick, what you call technology, giving you a license that you're a driver. But you're not a driver. This is, you have what you call a vehicle or your automobile, in which you go about your own business. You're not paying fees or fares and finding your own automobile. This is something to get you back and forth from point A to point B. But they trick you in saying that you're a driver when you are not a driver. So these are the things that you must learn to understand, the technologies of these people. Words. And they don't know words, you know, definition of words, you know, the origin of this word. So it's a saying that seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, even if you go to China. It means that no matter how far the knowledge is, go get it.
And then if you want to hide something from somebody, put it in the book, because the majority of people don't read. Therefore, when you go to these little stores, fast food restaurants, what they got? They got pictures of they got pictures on the thing, and they give you the food through the picture. You know, people don't read no more. And when you don't read, you stumped in knowledge. So we not trying to be ignorant people, dumb people. And what they're doing, they're dumbing down the people in college, in school. The knowledge that you got taught in school is really a false knowledge. You have to re-educate yourself. Understand what these people are about. Understand what you're about.
Okay, hello?
So with that said, do you have any callers? I'm
505-3576. Can you call? Tahisha, Salem, Virginia. I just got on the air not too long ago. I'd like to say that, you know, this whole system is going bad. I was talking to our relatives back home in Canada, and they was telling me that majority of those our native people are moving off the reservation because of the drug overload in the reservation, meth, crack, and fentanyl. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you okay.
Okay, because they hear a lot of noise in the background. Anyway,
yeah, we got some kind of feedback, but I think that's what the show.
Majority of our native people that don't want to live on the reservation are moving off the reservation to outer limits of the town, like Brentford, Caledonia, Hagersville, surrounding the reservations because they can't tolerate the what's going on. And I was telling them, I said, you know, our ancestors, they'd probably be rolling over in their graves, realizing what they had left behind and how our reservation is being run right now. We have police officers that be on our reservation, but they're just as bad as not keeping these things under control. And the reservation is, you know, a fully forced reservation where, you know, things can come in and things can go on, and from what I understand, they okayed for marijuana to be a drug that can be sold. But if you start one small type of thing, it's going to go into a bigger situation, and I think that's what it came into right now. And I feel sad for these people that they go through the situation up there. And like my brother, he doesn't live there no more. He lives in the outer, off the reservation. He's the one told me. He said it's getting really, really bad. So I assume this is what they're trying to do, is kill our native people, you know, poison them with these different type of drugs, and have our young people not understanding what's going on in life. Their parents are drinking and drugging, and they're left out there. And who's going to care for them or teach them the way of life and how to live a better life? Back at you.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. Good to hear from you. Next caller.
Thank you. 971-2285. Say your name, where you call from, what's your call?
Okay, I just wanted to say that some of the things you guys were talking about, I agree and disagree with. But white supremacy is stronger than ever. Like, See it all over? It's all over. What are we? I hate using indigenous. Man, that's an ugly, stupid word. Indigenous. Another, like you were saying, fancy white man name, indigenous. Yeah. It's an ugly name. Ugly. Ugly. Like Indian, native, indigenous. I'm not none of those. I'm a human being. Anyways, so there's a lot going on in my neck of the woods. My cousin was shot 9 times, unarmed, little scrawny kid. I tried to help my family with trying to get some word out and stuff, and they don't even care. And that's the problem. Nobody cares. I mean, they're so drugged out of it and thugged out of it, and they don't care. Just, I don't know. It's sad, pathetic, but what do you expect? You know, this is what the white man wants. He wants you to kill yourselves. He wants you to, you know, however you're living, what you're looking around, you see your TV, your clothes, he's laughing at you. He wants you to wear those clothes, those pants, your socks. He wants you to fiend like a drug addict for technology, his food. He wants you to hurt for it. He wants you to kill for it. Talk about education and reading a book. Traditional knowledge will never change, kids. But educational white man terminologies are constantly evolving and changing. Yes. Yes, they are. If you have traditional knowledge and wisdom, which wisdom is acquired by living your life through experiencing things, that will never change. Ever. The terrain may change. Technology, all this garbage and crap we're living in, yeah, constantly changing. Yes, yes it is, kids. But true wisdom will never change. Traditional knowledge is still here, but it gets lost reading these white man books. These books that are written by white people. Get that in your heads. It's white people. They're wanting you to think like them and understand what they want you to think and understand. My people never had books or a GED or a pissy driver's license. It's all garbage. It's all make-believe. My people thrived and lived here. The greatest people that lived on this planet they call Earth never had books. You know what they had? Generations of experience, knowledge that was acquired through living life. Not going to school, not reading it off of the web. And that's what's wrong with this generation. Y'all too worried about petty shit. The white man loves it. Yeah, go to school. You know what? Drink that beer. Run and get that soda. Oh, you need to get a job. You got to have some new shoes, man. Laughs at you guys. You want to know why I say that? It's because I sit back and I think if I was an evil dominant race, I would do it just how they're doing it. Wouldn't change it a bit. Too consumed and wrapped up in nothing. Really. Look at your life. I'm talking about this through my experience in my life. It's all for nothing. I heard that, you know, something about find your purpose in life. What if your purpose in life is just life itself? Like, just being alive is your purpose. Ever think about that? I don't think people do. It's too easy. It has to be complicated. There has to be a complicated formula to live life. It's simple. You're alive. That's it right there. Well, the complications coming down is, well, we can't do this because we don't have enough money, or we can't do that because we can't eat, or food's all around us, kids. Kids, there's food everywhere. Everywhere. Oh, it's not. Sorry. Would you like me to wrap that in some garbage for you and slap a price tag on it? Then it's edible? That's how dull-minded society is nowadays. It has to be wrapped in garbage for it to be considered edible or good. I don't know, man. The way I see it is, yeah, you need to be balanced. But unfortunately, my mother Earth, is off balance. They came in and took the gold, the silver, all the minerals, just like the body would need. You take the minerals out of your body, what happens? You're off balance. I don't believe in this white man word, climate change. man, people fall for stupid shit like that. They say jump and people say, how high? And the reason why I don't believe in climate change, I'm going to tell you why. When I say they, white people, you know, when you look at the weather and the weatherman says this or the weatherman says that, they just started collecting weather information for, I don't know, y'all can Google it. Hasn't been very long. We live through cycles. Some cycles take 10,000 years. Some cycles are 100 years. You know, just like all these dumb-minded people who believe in astrology, okay? When we shift into whatever thing they want to believe in, Sagittarius or whatever, you go through cycles. There are cycles in life. Our people knew that. Or people understood these cycles. Some cycles that when we're going through the universe, it might take 100,000 years to go through a complete cycle. And as that cycle is going, there's different changes going until we make the full circle. There are cycles. We don't talk about that. They don't teach you that in education, okay? They don't teach you that in white man school, you know? Why would they teach you that? I mean, if you knew that, then you would have some kind of, what, intelligence? But nobody's intelligent nowadays. They're just educated. When I watch these stupid white politicians, dumbest goddamn people I've ever seen and listened to, just dumb. They think they're so, what is it? Superior because they have some damn piece of paper. I'll give you a piece of paper. You want a piece of paper? I'll write anything you want on it. Anything. What do you want? You want a certificate? Fine, I'll give you a certificate. No problem. That's easy. Oh, but you actually want to learn how to survive? Well, then you would have to, you know, come with me and I'll teach you how to read the terrain, teach you what plants grow closer to the water, teach you how to track. Oh, it's too hard, right? You would just rather Google it, read it through a book. Well, go ahead. See how far that takes you. It's going to take you nowhere. The white man doesn't want you to go nowhere. The system doesn't want you to do anything but what you're doing now, and that's sitting on your asses, eating your garbage, looking at your phone, reading books. And that's the problem that we're in nowadays. That's all I got to say right now.
Uh-huh. All right, thank you for that. Next caller. Let me call.
anything out? You want to end with anything like that you want to say? Add on to what Mark was saying? Or in your own words?
Nine 718-0762. Okay, people, like I say, thank you for your input. I was welcome to hear from you, and you know, and like I say, people, this is your show, and we're glad, you know, we would like your participation, and you know, whatever you want to talk about, whatever topic you feel is, you know, whatever topic you want to talk about, you know. So we ask y'all to call in, and you know, and participate in the show. Yeah, so I keep saying this show, I feel this show is very important, because it gives us a time to air out, our grievances, you know, what we have on our mind, and also give us a time, a voice of what's happening in other parts of the world, other parts of the country, other people on reservation, you know, because we wouldn't know these things, not unless talk about these things, you know, and you wouldn't know. So it's very important for people to come on the show and air out and let us know what's happening. You know, it's just me. I think this show is a very therapeutic show because it gives us, you know, to talk about things that maybe might not have other time to talk about. No one might listen to us, you know. But this show gives us a voice and knows that people might not call in, but there's people is listening, you know. So I think it's therapeutic for this type of thing to happen because, like I said, it gives us a voice, you know. And like I keep saying, life, like you say, life always changes. You know, so what's here tomorrow can be gone. What's here today can be gone tomorrow. So let's take advantage of what we have today. So it's 7:58 standard time, and the show is only what, hour and a half. And it'll be over sooner than you think. So let's get on this show, people, and let's start talking. Like I said, I'm not a very good talker. You know, so this is your show. I'm just here to moderate. That's it.
I only see a few results for things to be back in balance. Okay. The first thing I see is, well, everything needs to be destroyed. Two, the people who are corrupting need to die. Just die. But, you know, white people, it seems to me, they're instruments of chaos. You look at their lineage, their history. They are bred and taught not to think, but to do what they're told. They're a heartless, mindless people, like ants. Okay, there's a ruler, and the rest are drones. They don't really think for themselves. They're just told what to do, and they do it. So you're told, well, to succeed in white man's world, you need schooling, education. Everybody gets schooling and education. And they say, well, for you to be happy, you need to own a big, ugly house and an ugly car and dress really, really nice. And then when these people do that, they're still not happy. And then they're told, well, work harder and you'll be happy. Still not happy because, unfortunately, it's not happiness. And me, I tell people, it's not about being happy. Life, it's good to be happy, but it's about security. It's about knowing you have a roof over your head, knowing you have food, knowing you're protected, knowing you're not sick. It's not always being happy. And that's what people are tricked into. You have to be happy. You have to be happy. Every day, you have to be happy. I'm okay with just a normal, relaxing day, no drama, nothing too extreme. It's a calm, relaxing day. That's what it's about. Normalcy, you know, just being secure. The chaotic world, it's going to be a chaotic world. People tell me, oh, do you believe in life? Yes, I believe in life. Do you believe in life? Oh, yeah, yeah, I believe in life. Even if the human race isn't here because, you know, plants, that's life. Water is life. The four-legged, that's life. Fish, that's life. The winged, that's also life. Do you believe in that life? Or is it just the two-legged life that you worry about? Oh, I never thought about it like that. Well, of course you don't think about it like that. You're not taught. Nobody talks like that. Why would they talk like that? That's too real. All I hear is buy, 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 work, 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 money, 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 money. You know, money is just an endless number. It's an endless number. And if you're relying on this endless number to bring you happiness, it's a bottomless pit that will never be filled. I see it every day. All around me. I see it. Nobody's happy. They think, oh, if I just had a little bit of money, if I just had this much money, if I just had this, what's out here? Everything that people strive for has been given to us for free. Free. Does anybody understand that it's free, but you have to put forth the work and time to go and do what you're wanting to do? The shelter, every creature on this earth and probably on the universe has a free shelter. And all like, oh man, I'm sorry, I couldn't pay, you know, to live in this rock. I guess I'm kicked out. Come on, man, really? That's false thinking. But everything is for free. I ran the streets for years, never bought anything. Had a free shelter, food, everything was provided for me, you know, because my mother loves me that much. She said, you know what, my son, everything you need to survive on me, I provide for you out of love. Trees, what do trees do? They give you shelter, they grow food. Now it's, I need to get a college degree. I need a master's degree so I can make $60-$70 an hour to buy this garbage house. I mean, like, what is wrong with people? Oh, I know. It's white supremacy. Colonialism, or however you want to pronounce that word. It's all garbage. People don't think. We're not bred to think. Not anymore. Everybody's running around chasing nothing. It's a world full of nothing. And everybody strives for it. But thank you for letting me share that too. I mean, you say it's the people's show. You're just a host. Right? I don't know what that exactly means.
It means that we greatly appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts and sharing your understanding with us and all the listening audience, because your voice matters, your opinion matters, your understanding matters. together collectively, we put our understandings together, then we can achieve great things.
Yeah, I believe that. The only problem I see is you could take a small group of like-minded people, right, and they could be independent in a remote location. But in that remote location, it's outside surroundings that is going to affect that one area. Let's just say the air pollution, okay? What do they call them? These jets and shit that's dropping all these chemicals on people. Or maybe there's an Amazon factory 20 miles up from your remote location, and they're polluting the water, and you drink that water. You know, like, yeah, I believe in independence, and I believe in doing something, but it's also the surrounding, what's your surrounding, affect you. Now, everybody can live good and not use money, but in order for it to be really good and in balance, you totally have to take all this garbage away. Like I said, you know, there's only a couple of results I see that's actually going to put it in balance. Everything needs to be restored. The people who are causing this just need to die or go away. It's not going to end. You know, look at it. There's a saying these white people like to say. They say Rome wasn't built in a day. Well, neither was Mexico, America, or Canada. It wasn't built in a day. Okay, kid? It took, what, from Mexico, 200-300 years, and it moved up to the middle shell. They call America. And then the upper shell by the turtle's head, Canada and Alaska. It took them a few hundred years to get it to this condition of despair. So in order for us to revert back, it's probably going to take us a few hundred years. It's going to take a couple of generations. But when you have society, or what they call civilization, which I don't understand, it's not civilized. How is this civilization? You have white people who like to sleep with their own brothers and sisters and rape and kill and push drugs, you know, and then they teach it to other nationalities of people and say, oh, they're so bad, they're so evil, they're sinners. Well, who the hell do they learn this stuff from? They learned it from their own people. What, this does it not say in some damn white man's book that the kings and queens would sleep with each other because fear of blending their blood? I mean, and people go for it. People are messed up. I mean, you look at their supposedly gods and stuff. I mean, priests have been molesting and killing, and, well, I shouldn't even say priests. I should say white people. White people have been molesting their own people for thousands of years. Thousands of years. States in their own history books, you know? Thousands of years. Caesars and behead their own people, molest their own people, take advantage of their own people. Look how it is here. This was the greatest civilization to ever exist. Ever. We were in balance. There were trees, huge trees, big animals. Drink out of any body of water. Plenty of food. It's just a guess, but there were probably a few hundred billion people that lived here on Turtle Island that never starved, that were never homeless, never sick, never had to worry about being raped or molested, never worried about paying bills. And now look at it. It didn't just happen overnight. They want it like this. They want it like this. They want you to suffer so they can have their way with you. They want to rape and molest your spirit so it really gets them off. They love to molest. It's probably the one thing white people are known for is molestation. That's their thing, molestation. It's a harsh word. They molest your mind. They molest your body. They molest your spirit. They love molesting mother because, you know, that's what white people are known for. They like to molest their mothers, their sisters, their fathers. Look around. It's a world full of molestation. You're all molested. Even the food you eat, that's molested. Sick me. It's gross. How do you stop it? Well, when I see a thunderstorm or a tornado or an earthquake knocking down these buildings, tearing Amazon buildings apart and what they call a natural disaster, that's how you stop it. It's not going to be us that stops it. It's going to be our mother, and we better pray really hard that she sees you. Not you as a group of people, but you as an individual. She sees, okay, my son is good, my daughter is good. I will protect you, but these other ones.
Mark.
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
We appreciate the great input. Now, we have to have other, you know, not trying to cut you off short, but
you are.
We're at the top of the hour. Yeah, well, it comes to that. We have to do what we got to do. You know, so we got the other people talk. You had, you know, alhamdulillah, I mean, that's great that you talk now.
Well, does anybody want to talk?
Well, regardless, listen to what I'm saying. What did I say? I said to have respect for other people, and everything must come to a time limit. Your time limit is up, so thank you for your time. As I say, people, we're coming at the top of the hour.
I guess I'm done. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Have a nice day. So we saying this, people, all is not lost. You know, let's not have a gloom and doom attitude about anything. Life goes on, you know, and let's not take the despair as attitude, because life is life, and whatever you make out of life, that's what's going to be. You know, you want to be gloom and doom and say, and the sky is falling, the earth, and you have earthquakes and everything, and you know, your life will be about nothing. That's not how life works. You make life what it is about, you know. And let's not have a gloom and doom attitude like everything's going to fall and there's no hope for tomorrow. There's always hope. You know, we know time changes, life changes. What will happen last year is not going to happen this year. Life works, and that's where cycles goes on. Everything is in motion, and we don't stop the motion. That's what life, that's what time. What was happened during the generation, our generation, before the generation, it's not there anymore. But can't say it won't happen, but it's not there. We must forge ahead, forge a new future ahead. But still listen to our elderly and have hope for tomorrow and for the future. Don't take this gloom and doom and the sky's falling, there's no hope for tomorrow and this and that, and blame the white people. Of course, they're the source of a lot of stuff, problems, but our own people are the source of a lot of problems too, you know? So we must put the blame on the white people, and not only them, but our people too. They treat us badly. You know, also. So, you know, like I'm saying, I'm not trying to discredit nobody, but there's always a time limit, you know, and he kind of got upset and pissed off, but so be it. But, you know, I'm not here trying to piss off nobody, upset nobody, but he said what he said and kept going on and on. You know, we can't have that. You know, we must have other people talk and share their opinion. Like I said, I'm not here to piss someone off, but at the same time, you can't dominate the show also. So with that said, if you listen, if you're not listening, life still goes on. Like I said, sorry about, you know, you're pissed off, angry, mad, you know.
So, my advice to you, if you still listen, sit back and relax. Do some meditation if you have to, but let's not, be pissed off with one another. But if you feel that way, hey, life goes on, brother. Like I said before, I'm just a person that mediates the show, and my thing is to let you talk, but let's not try to dominate the show. I hear you,
Yeah, I just wanted to say that things have to change, and I don't know how it's going to change, when it's going to change, or whatever. Even the same thing with the government, what's running in the government. I've been watching this January 6th thing, how Trump tried to win the election and so forth like that, and say that they cheated him out of the election. Well, that man there, in my opinion, is not for us. He's not for our people whatsoever. He's for the rich people. And that's his gender, and he could care less about us. If he thought about us, he would have helped us out in the beginning when he got in there in the first place, when he was standing there as president. But I don't agree how he wanted to cheat his way back in there. And now everything's coming out about him, how he acted and didn't act. And had all them people go up there and do such destruction to a White House, and the whole world saw all this going on. So what kind of man is that to stand as a president for the country to represent somebody? That's not right at all. We need people in there that's going to be for the people, not against the people. That's all I have to say about that, because things are just going bad. There's nothing going right about the country at all. Back at you, Jabal.
You're right about that. That's why they call it a democracy. The word democracy means that the government runs the show, but a republic means the people runs the show. Now, that's why they keep all saying democracy, because they flipped the script, they flipped everything around. This country was formed, on a democracy until they put it, their country was formed on a republic, formed a government for the people, and then they flipped it around and did a democracy, and the government runs the people. And as you know, he was here, he went to South Dakota and was a big protest about him getting there. Do you remember that? And, right, if you look at no president, no matter who was the president, especially for the indigenous American Indian people, they were never for us, because they're always trying to find a way to do something bad to us. There has to be a change, They always got to be a change. Even the tribal government got to be changed for them, too. They're not really for the people, either. They for themselves, too. That got to be a change with that, too. So, anybody else has anything to say about that? Like the change, we gotta have a change within ourselves and change in the system. But the change start with everybody individually, one person at a time to make a change, And like with that change, like I said, we have to form a united front for the change. I have a saying: talking is good, but action is much better. If we take a stand and share a united front, then you can see the change. But if you sit back on the fence and don't do nothing, you'll never see a change. So there's always a corruption. This whole the government's corrupt. They said power is absolute, you know, and so they corrupt the government, and they are never for us, and will never be for us. So with that said, like I said, that this show is about information, freedom, independence, and self-determination, and I'm saying we welcome all voices from everybody. And, you know, like I said, our show is not about dominance, trying not to dominate the show, but give everyone a chance to talk about the situation and, you know, and to respect everyone's opinion about it. But I'm going to say it again. You have a time limit and try not to dominate the show. When we give you about 10 to 15 minutes, even more, to talk. And if you want to get mad and pissed off and angry about it because I interrupt you, hey, so be it. That's my job, is to put a time limit on you. If you get mad at me, so be it. Hey, that's the way life goes, people. You can't please everybody. So that's the way it is. That's the way it is. So anybody else have to say before it's 8:20? You have another 10 minutes for the show. Before the show comes to an end. Anybody else?
This is Rachel.
Go ahead.
Short, sweet. The white man's evil.
Go ahead. That's it. You have to say it because you broke up. So repeat what you were saying before because you broke up. We couldn't hear you.
You just gotta let this white system do itself in. It was evil. It was created out of evil. It's still carrying on evil. And evil will destroy itself. Sit back and watch it. It's on its way. That's all I got to say.
True. That's true. That is true. That is so true. You know, evil, you know, when you put the truth out, evil will vanquish. Evil will always vanquish when the truth comes to light, you know. As I was saying, that what was hidden in the dark, the light will reveal it to truth. So no matter how much you do a rotten thing, when the light shines on it, it will come to light, you know. So a lot of evil, like, you know, a lot of white people is very evil, but you got a lot of good white people too. You got all race of people has they bad, good and bad, you know. No matter who you are, you always have a good and bad people in whatever race. You can't paint the whole race of people we know the system is corrupt, and we know that white people have the supremacy clause. But you also got a lot of white people fighting against the white people that's trying to do evil to other people. We know that for a fact, and we know that how corrupt and rotten the system can be. But if we just stand on the fence and look at it and don't try to fight back of the corruption, they're always going to kick us in the butt.
I got something else to say. When you got all these groups out here, huh? Well, all these groups out here, they've played their part in helping destroy their own people. When our minority leaders do these advocate programs, sit and make deals with that government to agree to what rights we have and what years our rights have got to be reauthorized. You know, shit's gone to shit. And I can't believe we have leaders that sit out there to the civil rights movement and allow that white man to sit there and tell you, we're going to give you your rights. You don't give nobody rights. And we accepted that. And it's still going on today, and everybody thinks, well, we got to make a change. No, we can't. We got to let those white people fall. They have stepped into their own congressional halls and have taken on a persona of God themselves. Oh, here's 1965. Here's your rights. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Really? I'm done.
You're absolutely right. When somebody, people don't understand, when someone gives you rights, they can always take it away from you. You have unalienable rights by your Creator. No one can give you anything. You have rights. If you do not enforce your rights, you have no rights. You don't let nobody tell, you know, give you rights. You have rights, but you got to enforce your rights. White people, brown people, black people, white people, yellow people, blue people, whoever you are, you know, you have rights. And once you let these white people tell you what you do and how to do it and tell you, you know,
that's
you
right.
have them until you enforce
that, that's right. When you sit there and you agree with that white man, yes, we'll accept that. What does that tell that white man? I still got control
got
over you.
Yep,
I got power and control. Yeah, well, we'll take those rights for 25 years, but we got to get them reauthorized in every 25 years, every 5 years, every 10, 15 years. This is shit out here. People don't know what our own minority advocacy groups did. And they sit up there and, you know, they talk their shit that they're going to do. But what have they done?
Nothing.
What have they done? Me and my mom had an argument the other day. 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You talked about your generation going through the civil rights. And you tell me why black men are still being killed on the streets today then. No civil rights came out in nothing. Because black people are still being murdered. Native people are dying in jails. They're being shot in streets. But you never hear about the native people. But if you see that they're doing it to the black people, you know they're doing it to other races. So you tell me what civil rights accomplished in 1965.
That's true. That's so true. That's so true. Civil rights means non-criminal.
It takes time. You hear this all the time. It takes time. Bullshit. That is just a phrase everybody keeps putting out there. Either you get your goddamn rights or you don't. 50, 60 years from that, and like I said, people are still being killed and murdered. There is no rights there. People need to get out of the delusional bullshit.
That's true. Yeah, it's so true. You hit a rat on the nail, you know. And people, I'll put it this, people have been brainwashed. You know, been brainwashed about civil rights. You know, civil rights, I mean, what is civil rights? What is civil rights? I mean, non-natural, is you know, they get you civil rights. And they can take it yourself. As you see, they're trying to take it away from now. Let me tell you, when I was saying something about y'all reading a book, that is education. No, they put everything in the book. And you got all types of books from all across the country in different languages and different generations. Knowledge is in a book, you know, but to understand, you know, what was back in a generation that said people didn't use books? Of course they would, because it wasn't a written language, you know. Now you have a written language. It must not be our language, but it's still a written language. And that's what they go. They go by the understanding of knowledge. You must have knowledge, you know. Whatever knowledge you get, you seek it, you know. Get it. And you can't let other people say not to get it. And you can't have people have a scenario that the sky's falling and there's no hope for tomorrow, because there's always hope. But when you give up that hope, there's no hope. So let's not be in despair, people. know, this show's about to come to an end, and I want to say it's been my pleasure to have, you know, to have been a host and hear your voice. And those who listen, may the Creator bless y'all, and may y'all have a good night or a good day wherever you may be. Take care, and we have a show tomorrow, same time, 7 o'clock, this Eastern time, maybe 5 o'clock, where y'all may be, wherever you may be, wherever the time may be. You're always welcome. You're always welcome on this show. And like I said, he take responsible for his action. I take responsible for my action, whatever it may be. My job is not to defend nobody or hurt nobody, but it is what it is. You know, so good night. Take care.
Okay.
Good night. Take care. And may you have a pleasant and beautiful night.